Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
Back to the Future, the greatest movie ever made. Second greatest movie ever made, Back to the Future 2. But Back to the Future 3 sucks. It's awful.
9.
Hey, you. Happy birthday. Yeah, I really hope this plays on your birthday.
Paige.
If you're not fun with a good sense of humor, I have no use for you.
And Fatboy.
Look, if you passive-aggressively call somebody out on Facebook and I see it, I'm going to tag him in the post, just so you know.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rough blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
You still there?
Yeah.
All right, so you know the deal. Legally, I have to ask you this. Are you sure you want to do this? We're not making you do this. This isn't for concert tickets or anything like that. You just want to find out if your husband's cheating.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are asking where he's at, where you're at. You're at your mama's. He's at home, probably asleep or already up playing video games. Who knows? Not looking for a job, I'll tell you that.
No.
Not looking for a job.
No.
All right.
He's not.
I ain't been doing that for the last, 2 months?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. You try to remain as quiet as you can until we get a name out of him, because we're going to offer him a free dinner kind of deal and find out the name of who he's going to take.
Okay.
We want him to say your name.
Yes.
We want him to say your name. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hold on 1 second for us. We'll throw you on. What are you? You're nervous right now.
I am kind of, but I'm giggling because the offer you said you're going to make is silly.
I think it's a fun idea.
Hey,
matter
great.
Of fact, if I could,
if I had money, I would.
Hello?
Can I speak to Connor, please?
Is he?
Connor, Steve Earle, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What is this about?
I got an exciting offer for you. Check this out. You've won a complimentary romantic dinner for two at the all-new Grilling Me Softly. Have you heard? Grilling me softly with our flames, grilling me. You haven't heard the commercials yet. It's located inside the Hops Brewing Company in Asheville. Certainly you've heard of that. Hops. Mm-hmm. You've heard that too, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, so you've won the romantic dinner for two with the all-new Grilling Me Softly. It's located in the Hops Brewing Company of Asheville. So congratulations.
I mean, I'm not really working right now. So,
no, complimentary. Complimentary means, how would you say, free. All-inclusive, absolutely free. You get a tour of the brewery, you get the tasting there at the brewery, followed by dinner for two from prestigious chef.
Why is it free, and how'd you get my number?
Well, here's the thing about that. How did I get your number? They don't tell me that. They really don't tell me. Can I be 100% honest with you? They give me a list of people who won. They say call them. I get water and I get bread. That's all I get. This is part of pretrial intervention I'm doing right now, if I'm being honest with you. I just need you to say, hey, man, I want to go eat some free food. Why wouldn't you? We're talking about award-winning chef James J. Dillon, who will be on the grill that night at Grilling Me Softly. This is romantic. Certainly you got somebody in your life that, you know, I mean, my Lord, if I got this phone call right now, I would say this. Sign me up. Maybe you called the wrong number, but give me the free meal. Are we in agreement on that one? This is luck of the draw kind of deal.
I mean, I'm not working right now. You don't need anything else from me?
Well, first of all, I don't need you to have a job. I mean, I'm just trying to offer you a free meal. I don't know if you're just a guy who gets calls like that all the time and says, oh, you've won free stuff, and you're like, oh, big deal. It's a free meal. It's valued like $129 or something. Tourism's down, if I'm being honest with you. Cold weather, people don't want to go out.
All right, I get it. I get it.
You sound like all a right. gentleman, a man who knows how to treat somebody. Take them out for a nice meal.
Yeah.
Oh, this rain don't ever stop up here. Excuse me?
When is it? Does it have to be a certain day?
It don't have to be a certain day. I mean, we got some openings. Like, let me look at my screen here. First two weekends in February, it'd be kind of like an early Valentine's Day. Right now, we got the night before the Super Bowl. That's wide ass open. I mean, we'd love to have you visit on that Saturday evening if you want to. Saturday before Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Saturday's good for you?
Good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Thank God. I tell you what. As long as I've had this job, you are the hardest one to push for a free meal. I'll tell you that. All right, so I can pencil you in on that tour and taste and dinner for two. Now, the tour at the Hops is going to start at about 6 o'clock, and then dinner at Grillin' and Softly's at 7:30. Is that cool with you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Connor. C-O-N-N-O-R, correct?
Yep.
All right. Now, remember, Connor, this is a romantic dinner. This is all set up. I think they even give you some kind of flower boutonniere gimmick. You get to keep that. I need the name of your guest for the evening, too. We want to make this experience truly special. We got some custom gifts we want to surprise you with, so I just need the name of the individual you want to join you on this romantic evening.
All right, can I invite Danny?
Danny. Okay. Well, you know, this is Asheville. Is that D-A-N-N-Y?
No. Oh, no. No. D-A-N-I, like a chick.
Oh.
For Danielle or whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you meant Danny, like, you know. You know what I'm saying. You can understand why I would think that. Yeah. All right, I apologize for the mix-up. Have I offended you in any way, I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay, because the only problem with this, though, is beside Connor, I see what should be the name of your pregnant wife, Madison.
Oh, no.
She probably wants to know who Danny with an I is, huh?
Yeah. She wishes it was D-A-N-N-Y.
Connor, this is the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet, down here in Greenville, South Carolina. We got your wife on the phone. Who's pregnant with your child?
That's Madison, as opposed to Danny.
Madison, you want to go ahead in case he doesn't believe you're there?
Connor, you are trash. I'm 6 months pregnant and supporting your unemployed ass. Who is Madison? You don't even know who I am? Who's Danny? Is it the goth girl in the Clemson tank top? The ad you were FaceTiming that night I woke up and caught you red-handed? Oh, I knew it. Just go ahead and tell the truth. It's out
yeah,
there
babe,
now.
Babe.
You're cheating on your pregnant wife.
Wait a minute. Can we just talk about this when we get home later?
No, we're going to talk about it right now because the way this is going, I'm going to live with my parents and I'm divorcing you. I'm not coming home from work so you can spend the next 10 hours thinking up some story to try and manipulate me again.
Hey, Maddie, don't be stupid, okay? I mean... It isn't what it looks like. It's not what you think it is. I'm trying to get this job, and she has a crush on me, so I'm just trying to...
Oh, my God.
Connor, how stupid do you think I am? I mean, I'm stupid enough to not only marry you, but also get knocked up by you. But I'm not stupid enough to believe a word of that.
That's the God honest truth. I mean, that's all I can say right now. I just need more time and a little more privacy to do it, you know? I mean, I just got to do it right.
So you can tell a better lie. Yeah, So you can make me think I'm crazy because I'm pregnant or I'm overreacting because that's what women do. Not this time. You know, Connor, never again, Connor.
God, thank you for not cussing.
I know. Hold it in.
Maddie, you are overreacting a little bit. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know what else to say.
My dad and my brother will be coming to get my stuff. I'm not sure when. Hopefully by tomorrow. You probably you want to make sure you aren't home when they show up.
God, dog. Oh. Connor.
Better throw in the yard now.
See there? See, he's still on?
Yeah,
I see the light. He's still on.
Yeah.
Connor. He's not saying anything, Madison. I mean, what else can he say, right?
I don't care what else he has to say.
Okay.
So, can we please just hang up on this loser already?
Ooh. Oh. Okay. Sorry. All right. I think she means Connor.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hang up on Connor. Man, oh, I've never been sad and pissed at the same time so equally right now. He said, you're the one overreacting. And then he tries to say, oh, she has a flirt on me, or she has a crush on me, and I'm just flirting with her to get a job for us.
Yeah, I'm taking her to romantic dinner to get a job for us.
Golly.
The set on this guy. Don't worry, people get pregnant.
No, this is really validating for me, guys, because I live with it all the time, and you think you're going crazy, but I'm not. He's a loser.
And you know what the sad part is? Like, people already were saying, oh, you know, she's probably just paranoid. And even some women were like, when you're pregnant, you're paranoid. You think people are following you and all this different stuff. But, I mean, when you hear somebody talking to a video screen and they're talking back, it's not an ad.
It's just your ass.
Yeah.
Gotten huge.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You there with your mama, you said?
Yeah.
I bet she got some biscuits and gravy ready for you.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's listening.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Got some ready. You mean she's all the way back?
Thank you. We'll let you go. And then tell you're very upset. And you focus on you and that baby, okay?
Yeah.
And I know you're hurt, but, you know, in the long run, we really did you a favor. Because this guy isn't going to be good for you.
Did.
Yes. And maybe name the child.
Just a reminder.
Maybe name the child Matthew after the person who led you to this.
It's a girl. You want Matilda?
Matilda, then. Hey, Maddie Lou?
No, Nina's a much better name.
Nina?
Nina's a much better name.
What about Paige? Paige? Yeah. I don't know if it'd work.
Jeremina.
Jeremina.
That girl.
All right. Madison, God bless you.
Yeah.
You stay in contact with us if you want to and all that stuff, okay?
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
All right, honey.
Golly, bombers.
Don't let him see that kid.
I mean, Paige is right on one hand, got it all figured out or whatever, but, you know, that it's not just like break off and then everything's fine. Stuff has still got to be gotten from the house or apartment or whatever, and then there's got to be a divorce, and now possibly she's still going to be involved with him for 18 years, every other weekend maybe, if he's worth crap.
Yeah.
But at least she doesn't have to support him anymore.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
Folks, this is Facebook fussing.
Yeah.
Are we on Facebook Live?
Yeah, but my Zoom, I'm zoomed in, now I can't zoom back out.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is going to be rough on some of y'all.
In transmission, start again. That's what I would suggest.
There's already a bunch of people watching. I'm going to just stick with it.
All right, stick with it, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't give up.
Get a really good view of all of us.
Thank you. That's terrible.
Okay.
I want to do your hair.
Remember, if you see something funny on Facebook that's a good argument, you can always send it to us at trg@933theplanetrocks.com. Or just screen shoot it and send it to us on any of our social media. Scene one, playing the role of Kelly, will be Footloose. Fat Boy's new nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the role of Priscilla will be Paige. Playing the role of Benjamin, or is it Ben Hameen? Who knows? Freaking me? I'm playing the role of Pigskin.
Pigskin, really?
It's freaking Jimmy Jack Jackson. And action.
Too old to have a baby. Got too many babies. Don't have enough money for a baby. Don't own our own house, so we shouldn't have another baby. Well, guess what, Mother Blankers? Baby number four is on the way.
Is it Josh's?
Duh. Of course it's Josh's. Who the blank else?
Well, blank. I mean, two by the same dude. Why you gotta break tradition?
Because I finally met a real man, unlike you ourself.
You mean you finally met a dude dumb enough to come back for more?
Hey now, Josh is my cousin, and he's not stupid. Desperate, maybe, but not stupid.
You know, people really said you're too old or you're too poor to have another baby.
Yeah, the blank they did. I said blank your mama to every damn one of them pieces of blank.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, old Wick, too. Crying laughing emoji. Tongue out laughing emoji.
Yeah, well, whatever. Y'all haters can suck it real good.
Yeah, well, maybe you should try that next time and quit having kids.
You're welcome, BTW.
I don't recall saying thanks.
Hey, I lost my spot video. Well, you should. Who you think's going to pay for all that Easy Mac? People with jobs?
Josh has a damn job, loser.
Yeah, that's right. He works at a used tire shop. Ain't no way he could afford four kids.
You don't know Jack Blank.
I know y'all should probably hold up the line at the grocery store filling out vouchers for free milk.
Yeah, I know the health department has free condoms.
Well, who the blank wants to use condoms?
People who don't want AIDS or too many kids.
I mean, I'd probably wear three of them if I were Josh.
I blank that. We ain't in damn high school.
Only because you dropped out because you got pregnant and didn't know which basketball player was the dad. Insane!
Oh, my goodness. Seriously. Oh,
wow. The health department has free condoms. Is that still true?
I think so, but I don't know.
It should.
I don't know, man.
We used to have a bunch.
Disease.
Y'all text us, 72341. They still got free condoms at the health department.
Well, they should.
Oh, y'all don't know.
Like, so one of the companies, one of the rubber makers should get with us. And, like, when we go out and do drinking greets, when we shake hands, we give them a condom also.
Yeah. That'd be a good idea.
What's this?
What an icebreaker. What is this? I thought you were trying to buzz my hand or you give me a rubber.
Remote safety. I like that.
That's right.
I've never seen one of these before.
That's right. Yeah, because everybody's thinking safety when they wear that thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. They
well,
are.
You know, this safety from 18 years of child support.
Oh, uh-huh. Boy. Hashtag Facebook fussing. Scene two. You're going to help me with this. Is it Denise or Denice? Because it's D-E-N-I-C-E.
It's the nephew's sister.
Makes sense. Playing the role of Denice will be Footloose.
Yay!
Playing Denice. The role of Betsy will be Sweet Baby James. Playing the role of Emma will be freaking me. And not a lot of clapping for me there.
I clapped.
Playing the role of Daryl will be Paige.
Daryl.
And also playing the role of Joni will also be Footloose.
Nice.
And action.
Emma posts a status with pictures of she and Daryl. They are sitting side by side with the caption, "I love you. You're the best boyfriend ever." Blank ton of different color heart emojis. Denice sees that Betsy blanks as liked status Emma posted.
This one has a narrator instead of Matt doing anything.
Why'd you just steal my first line? I'm Emma.
No, that was like a narration of like the first post.
Oh, okay.
And then it rolls into.
Okay.
All right, start with Denice's first line.
Post off here. Denice sees that Betsy blanks as liked the status Emma posted and tags Betsy in this post. Oh, okay. You love that he's with a drug addict and the biggest whore in Berea, Betsy?
Now, look, I don't even know her. I'm just happy that he's happy. Why worry about their relationship?
Because if you care about someone, you care if they are destroying their life, and he is.
Oh, he's a grown man. He's going to do what he wants to do regardless, so.
Oh, I know I can't make him make good choices, but I don't want to watch how he ends up, so I'm not going to. I went out of my way to try and let him have a relationship with his kids, and he chooses drugs and people that do them. So I'm done trying.
Then by all damn means, stop trying. If that's what you consider trying, then I'm good. How dare you get on here and disrespect me and squeak to my family like that?
Oh, my God, Daryl. You pick drugs and people who do drugs over your own damn kids. How dare you say that to me after all I've done for you? Even after all the stuff you have done to me. So bye, Daryl. Have a nice life.
Ha, 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 ha. Freaking hilarious. You think anything that I've said to you about him's true?
A nice try, bitch, but I know what I know about him. But nice try trying to cover up for him publicly.
Like I said, why bother? You're going to believe what you want to believe anyway, so whatever.
Okay, then bye, bitch. Get off my blank then. Whatever happened to letting people be happy these days? Why so negative? Okay, die with a needle sticking out of the arm, but hey, as long as they're happy, right? Inserts A-OK finger emojis. LMAO. You mad chick? Nah.
I'm disgusted, actually, that he picked drugs over and a drug addict over his own kids. But what do I know? I've only been going through this for 4 years, so maybe mind your own business, blank blanker.
Hey, Denise, you dumb blank. You are making it everybody's blanking business with this blank being over blanking Facebook, so why don't you take it down and blank off?
Go to damn bed, Denise. Leave us the blank alone.
End scene.
Oh.
Go to damn bed, Denise. It is. Several people are texting in. I don't know that you spelled Denise that way. D-E-N-I-C-E.
Denise works for me.
I've seen it with it I-E-C-E, but never Denise like this. It's Denise.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's very unique. I like that.
I think it's lovely.
I've seen a baby name unique before. I really have. Oh, I've seen it on the internet.
Several of them.
Scene three.
By the way, health department still has condoms.
Oh,
they do?
Good
for them.
We should go get some.
Works at one.
Thank God. Yep. They should airdrop them over certain communities. Scene three, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Sean Patrick will be freaking me. Playing the role of Kendall will be Jimmy Jackie.
Yay!
Playing the role of Micah will be Paige. And playing the role of Lorenzo will be Footloose.
Ooh, Lorenzo.
And action. Sean Patrick shared an event he's interested in going to. Chris Stapleton, live at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in November 2019.
Bro, I know. Just heard when's the on sale. We are there.
Post emoji of fire, two fists going in opposite directions for some reason, and a guitar.
I don't care for him. Doesn't seem authentic to me.
Shoot, you best get up out of here, that bourgeois.
I think they go sale on Friday. Lick me, go look.
Come again?
I don't think he meant let me, not lick me. I hope he meant let me.
I ain't licking nobody, haha. I mean, yeah, I meant let me, and I did. God, these things are expensive.
Hey, bro, I'm not trying to call you out and everything on your own FB page, but I'm saying you've been owing me 300 since end of summer, so open my messages and unblock me on text.
New phone, who dis, LOL.
Micah texts Sean Patrick in post emoji of hands up in the air.
I'm saying I've been giving Sean P plenty of opportunities to get me back. So this is like out of my hands, you know. I'm saying if he has the money for his hillbilly music concert, he could pay me back.
Oh, it's like that, huh? Stapleton is a legend, a county music goat. Chill with the hate, drug dealer.
WTF, Sean Patrick. Are you using again?
I mean, y'all whack. I'm not a drug dealer, sweet Jesus. We went to Dorman together.
Whoa, 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 y'all chill. Zoe's a friend. Lorenzo, I'm sorry. I'll call you at lunch. I've been trying to play catch up.
Are you good?
So what's the money for?
Well, if you want to be all nosy, I got Christina some surgery.
Oh, man, everything okay?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. It was plastic surgery. We had her blankies done. Insane. Sean Patrick. And for those that are asking, it's not Sean Patrick. It's S-H-A-W-N.
Sean.
Sean.
Sean Patrick.
That's Sean Patrick. I believe that was the name of Bo and Laura. Bo and Hope's son.
Yeah.
Sean Patrick.
Those guys.
That was a soap opera. What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1, sent to us at TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
Folks, that was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, if this guy is where he says he is, it's a pretty interesting call.
All right, we're going to go now live. Listen to what I'm about to say, to Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Home of last night's Super Bowl, and we're going to talk to a guy who went to the game. So you want to, do we have to, why is he anonymous?
He's got a situation.
Okay.
Okay, even better.
Anonymous, who went to the Super Bowl last night, good morning.
Hey.
God, I imagine that's what you'd sound
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you sound tired.
Yeah, I've been up all night.
I bet. Was it everything you thought it would be? It had to have not been.
I'll be honest. It was a little more.
It was more than you expected? You're still there now. You went to the game last night. You're still in LaLanna right now.
Yeah, I'm still at the hotel. I was staying out with my boss.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, your teacher's pet.
Oh, were you like employee of the month or something? My God. Is there a drawing at work?
I am lucky enough to be very good friends with my boss.
Yeah.
And he's from Connecticut, so he's a huge Patriots fan.
Of course.
And when you're buddies with the boss, you get a little perk of the trade. So he invited me to go down to the game with him.
All right. So, he has to be happy. I'm sure he's still, is he still at the stadium? Like, you're back at the hotel, is he still at the stadium? Or is he already passed out from...
just unconscious?
So we were going to leave at 6 this morning, but unfortunately, my boss had a few too many and got arrested at the game.
Oh, no.
Good Lord, you get arrested at an NFL game. What'd he do? I mean, crap.
Well, he's being charged with drunk and disorderly conduct, which I think is two charges in Georgia. He got caught trying to steal a banner outside of the stadium.
Dude, they're quite valuable.
They are.
They are. Wow. So he was trying to take one of the Pats banner. Well, it may not have been a Pats, but it might have been a Pepsi banner for all
Super
we know.
Super Bowl banner or something. Yeah. All
right. He just wanted something to remember the game by.
Yeah.
He started running when the cops chased him, and he fell off the curb, and that's when they got him.
Oh. Now, obviously, you can't say the company that you worked for that the guy owns, but it's... Were y'all planning to take the day off today, or were y'all going to drive in to work today?
Dude, we have to be back in Charlotte at 11 today. We have a huge meeting.
Oh. No, you don't.
Oh, man.
Not anymore.
You got a good excuse why you won't be there.
Yeah, good as anybody.
I'm going to have to figure something out because I got to get him out of prison.
Jail.
Super Bowl jail. I'm sure it's not. You'll see, there'll be all kind of people there. Are you kidding me? Super Bowl jail's got to be star studded, probably.
There's got to be several other people there.
The guy
for
who drove
things.
Big Boy's Cadillac is probably there. Huh.
For what?
Driving onto a field.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
He broke some kind of law. God bless. Wow. So how old a guy is your boss? Is he an older gentleman?
He is 60 years old.
Damn. It's a wonder he didn't break a hip falling off the curb.
I know.
My daddy broke a hip. He wasn't running from the cops, though. He just fell off the curb.
It happens.
Broke his hip. So what are you just calling to show off right now, or what are you trying to say? Do you need to go to work? Is work open today?
I really do have to get to work, and honestly, he does too. I was wondering if you guys had any advice of something I could do.
Oh.
I just have no idea.
Who drove? Did he drive to the game?
He drove me down. We have his car. It's down here. Problem is, he has the keys with him in prison.
Jail. He's in jail, not prison.
You have to check out at 11, I imagine. So, and you got to
we got to be at work at 11. We have to check out before then. I can't do anything without his keys.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're in Atlanta and you got to go to Charlotte, that's 4 hours driving or so, roughly, probably.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Have you?
There's going to be nuts traffic.
And plus, I'm sitting here thinking, have you communicated that with his wife or anybody? But that's something you probably don't want to do.
Oh, I'm going to save that for last.
When's his hair? Has he had his hearing yet? Do you even know, where he is on the schedule of dockets for that? Because that could go all afternoon.
Don't you think for something like that, they'd probably just grant a lot of PR bonds to people who got arrested at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, so the first thing I had to do is I had to call a bondsman because I have no idea how to get someone out of someone out of jail on a bond.
Yeah.
And that's what the guy said, is that there has to be a hearing. I don't know when that's going to be.
Oh, boy.
Hmm. Yeah. God. So I got to find a way to get out of the city, get the boss to sort his stuff out.
Well, so here's a spoiler alert. You ain't going to make it there by 11.
No, you're not.
Not going to happen.
Not remotely.
Now, yeah. When you say that he's the boss, is he the owner or is he your manager? Does he run the whole thing?
So he's the owner of the company. What he's got is a big meeting with a client.
Okay. So as far as all that goes, you're good as far as everything goes. Like, if he's the owner of the company, you're good. Like, if you don't get there, you're good. Go ahead.
Should I take a car back or something?
I mean, can you afford to?
God, how much would, let's see, how much an Uber from here to, well, no, I'm in Greenville, so that would not even be close to accurate.
Yeah.
That would cost several, I don't know.
He's got to stay, right? I mean, this goes a long way if you stay the whole process.
Yeah, but I think he would feel like the white knight riding in to save the day if he made it to the meeting, but there you won't. I mean, there's no way you would make it there. From Atlanta to Charlotte and ready to go for your presentation or whatever at 11 o'clock. I would just say that, I don't know what you say. Hell, that's a weird predicament to be in, ain't it? You went to the Super Bowl and had the time of your life, and now you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm honestly freaking out a little bit, but I'm kind of too tired to think of what to do.
Well, I appreciate you calling us, at least.
Yeah, dude,
we are known for our great advice, although right now I have no idea what to tell you to do.
I bet you could fly
uh-huh.
cheaper than you could get a car to take you there. I'm pretty sure you could fly cheaper than you get a car to take you there.
The day after the Super Bowl from Atlanta, you don't think would be like they would just binge over on the prices?
Maybe, if you could even get in there. I mean, I'm sure it's a busy travel day.
Yeah, out of Atlanta would definitely be. Ah, man. I don't know. If this was my scene, I think I would be somewhat PO'd if my traveling compadre left me there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Especially if I own the company, I'd be like, dude, call an audible. I run things. Maybe I've rescheduled from prison or wherever he's at.
Is the meeting going to be on if he can't be there, is there still going to be a meeting?
As far as I'm concerned, the guys are showing up at the office. I might have to get them to reschedule or see if I can set up some sort of Skype thing at the jail.
Yeah, well,
don't do that.
No, you know better than that.
Don't do that.
Tell them the car broke down or something. You know,
uh-huh.
Tell them you had car trouble or something happened like that. Yeah. Or tell him he's. If you have to tell him he's like he ate something bad and he's sick, I guess.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't tell him he was trying to steal a Super Bowl banner. Don't say that part.
Don't say he's in jail.
That never happened.
I'll say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll save that for the bar.
Okay.
Yeah, just make the calls and be supportive to him if you want to keep your job.
I think you got the alibi. I mean, you're fine. But here's the thing, though. And this is between us girls. You've got the best blackmail ever.
Uh-huh.
Like, you've got tenure at your job now. Do you realize that?
Your job is safe. Your
job is so safe as long as he keeps that business afloat. You're good. Matter of fact, we should disconnect the call right now because I don't want him putting two and two together and you losing your job.
Or any of your coworkers who might listen to us.
Here's what I would do. He thought the world of you to bring you, your close friends with him, call and reschedule the meeting and claim he's sick. But then again, if you got that call and you're like, oh, he went to the Super Bowl, oh, he's sick, you're thinking he's hungover. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look very professional.
Well, maybe they're not that judgmental. Maybe they think he really like got a hold of some bad food and he's sick in his stomach.
Okay.
Or he drank too much and got some bad food and he's sick in his stomach and hungover.
Say that he was hit by that fireball that Travis Scott rode into the stadium. He caught some shrapnel from that or something.
See that meteor? He was under it.
Yeah, he was under the meteor. Just go ahead and be proactive and cancel the meeting and reschedule it for maybe even Wednesday.
Or just say, hey, sorry, we're stuck in Atlanta. Do they really need to know more than we're stuck in Atlanta?
But here you go. But we got you guys some great souvenirs. And then today, when that stuff's like half price and everybody's already got their crap, go buy a slew of it.
Yeah, you should be doing that now before he gets back.
There you go. How many heads of people are we going to have here? Heads of state, different dignitaries, corporate managers, four or five of them. Get them shirts. Get them mini Lombardi trophies.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah. Mini Lombardi trophies, maybe a couple of Brady bobbleheads.
If they like Brady.
Yeah, you know.
Plus, if you put up his bond, you can expense it off. It's like,
that's the point.
Money.
All right. Here's what I want. I'm going to write down your number myself, and I would love to call you and find out what happened. what happened with the whole thing. What a follow-up story this would be.
Goodness.
If you're, yeah. And run it by your boss, whatever happens, and ask him if you can call back and do that. We definitely won't mention the name of the business, but that is, boy, you got a campfire story.
Yeah, you do.
Forever. Hell, I mean, you got a story that Willie Nelson wrote a song about. You do.
He's kind of a loose spark. He might actually want to get on the line with you guys and tell the story.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
That's fine.
He can be anonymous as well.
Yeah. Congratulations. Sorry it was such a not so probably, I don't know. Was it entertaining to be there, though, even though on television it sucked? Was just being there just the best thing ever?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I couldn't even feel the cold. We were in such high spirits. The game was so much fun.
He was
thrilled the Patriots won.
Yeah.
Were you drunk too? There's a roof on that building.
That it open.
Oh, they did?
They had the top open on it?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, how'd you think the meteor got through?
Oh, that's a good point.
Stupid.
Well, they crashed through roofs.
Well, be careful down there, and definitely we're going to holler on you like Wednesday or Thursday and see what happened, okay?
All right. Thanks for your help, guys.
All right. See you, man. God bless.
What a story.
Is anybody else that's stranded at the Super Bowl? Call in now.
Rise, guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.